Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a look at the 2022 Minnesota Vikings team preview. So, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100th Football, our brand new LinkedIn page by the same name, and of course our podcast thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Google your list of podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere list of podcasts, you can find our show with close to 1,000 episodes over there, over 1,000 plus on Facebook and on YouTube. There's got to be something that we've covered from your team, your favorite player, your favorite coach. And if not, we'll put it in the comments and let us know. Say, hey, I want you to talk about this player from 1975. I want you to talk about this team from 2002. We'll get to it. We just love your comments. We appreciate them. And we take them into consideration each and every single week. So if you have a topic or if you have a comment about the video, about any upcoming video you want us to produce and be done, put it in the comments and we will get it done. We promise you that. So the Minnesota Vikings, 2021, bit of a rough year for them. Finished 8-9, Mike Zimmer's final season. There was a big shakeup in the front office and whatnot this past season. Getting a new coach, getting a new GM. So it's going to be interesting to see how Minnesota does this upcoming season. Coming into 2022, though, the Vikings are in a little bit of a difficult situation, just with a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces, and we're not too sure how they're going to do. I would think a slight improvement on last year, but we will talk about that in just a second. Let's talk about their schedule first. Who they're going to face this upcoming season. So looking at the Vikings schedule here, at week one, they go against the Green Bay Packers, week two, the Eagles, the Lions, the Saints, the Bears, the Dolphins, and week six, a bye week, and week seven, week eight, the Cardinals, week nine, the Commanders, week 10, the Buffalo Bills, week 11, the Cowboys, 12, the Patriots, week 13, the Jets, week 14, the Lions, week 15, the Colts, week 16, the Giants, week 17, the Packers, and finally week 18, the Chicago Bears. So like I said, it's hard to tell for me personally how this team's going to do, but looking at the personnel, who's on the field this upcoming season, how they're going to do, I mean, first off, you got the quarterback, right? You have Kirk Cousins, who's been there for a few years now, doing his thing, the long-term veteran. They're going to ride it with him one more year, see how he can do. They have Kellen Mond behind him, who's probably going to be the backup, the guy who's going to lead them in the next few seasons. But for right now, they're still having it with Kirk Cousins at the helm, so I'm okay with that. Like I said, brand new coach Kevin O'Connell, we'll see how he's going to shake things up. Brand new GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, we'll see how he can do in the front office, make any more trades, get some free agents still. Looking at who they've got in free agency, who they re-signed, who they've got from other teams, just some names I'm going to list off here. Some guys who are on this team who's on a different team last year. Harrison Phillips, Austin Schlottman, Johnny Munt, Nate Harrison. You have Jonathan Bullard from the Falcons coming on over. Chris Reed, Chandon Sullivan, Albert Wilson, Jordan Hicks, Jesse Davis, Za'Darius Smith from the Packers coming on over to the division rivals. And some players who they have lost who are on a new team this upcoming year. Mason Cole, the center, is gone. Michael Pierce is gone. To Sean Bauer, Xavier Woods, the safety, is no longer there. Tyler Conklin is with the Jets. Nick Vigil is with the Cardinals, and Dakota Dozier is with the Chicago Bears. There's still some guys they have yet to re-sign who are still waiting to get that Nick contract. We'll see what they can do with them in the coming weeks. The draft was pretty solid for the Vikings, I felt. Last pick of the draft, pick 32, that got Lewis Cine from the UGA Bulldogs, defending champs in college football, the safety. So you lost Woods. You can replace him with Lewis here. I like the pick. Then there's the next big pick I like. They had three really good ones, I think, early on. They had Andrew Booth, the super tall and excellent cornerback out of Clemson in the round two. And then also in round two, they picked up Ed Ingram, the guard from LSU, to go along with those guys, along with a bunch of other really solid draft picks. So draft was solid. Back in 2021, let's look at some of the key players. Like I mentioned, Kirk Cousins, you know what he's going to do for you, right? He's solid. Pretty healthy, right? 66% completion percentage, over 4,000 yards, over 30 touchdowns, under 10 interceptions. That'll get it done. So far, so good. Looking at the rest of the team, though, Dalvin Cook played only 13 games last year, but he did get a little bit over 1,000 yards, a bit of a down year, six scores to boot. So not the greatest yardage, not the greatest touchdowns, but like I said, he was hurt, so I'm not going to bash him too much for that. So, and with a yard per average of a little bit under 4.7. So I think that he can have a bounce back year this upcoming season. Madison is backup, did pretty solid, close to 500 yards, as a backup role. So not too shabby. And then of course the two receivers who we're going to talk about today, the really big keys to making this team go. You have Justin Jefferson, you know, one of the most dynamic, wide receivers in football, one of the best young players. We all know what he did last year. Absolutely tremendous, tremendous numbers. On the field, 1,616 yards, and then also 10 scores. And then the number two guy, right, 1A, 1B, I'd like to say, you have Adam Thielen, who had 726 yards with 10 touchdowns as well. So those guys, along with K.J. Osborne, right, a little bit sneaky too, 7 touchdowns last season, close to 700 yards as well, 655. You have some solid pieces there with this offense, right? With Jefferson, with Thielen, with Cousins, the longtime guy. But I think that a big season from Dalvin Cook is going to help out, and how they can go and how they can produce against some of the smaller teams, the teams they're supposed to win against, the ones who are going to be a little tougher. Are they going to fight more? Because that's things last year, I just didn't see that fight in them. I think that just, you know, Mike Zimmer, that just kind of ran its course, and you could kind of see it on the field. But I think the Vikings are lining up to have a pretty solid season so far in the NFC North. I still think they're going to finish, you know, a little bit behind, but I do expect them to have a much better season than last year. I still think the Packers are going to take the division. But I think even though the Vikings did finish second in it last year with the Bears and the Lions having a rough year, I think they're going to improve on their 8-9 record that they had last year. I think they're going to do a little bit better. I can see them getting 10-plus wins this upcoming season. And also, too, the main thing with this team is the defense, which was supposed to be, you know, we all know that Mike Zimmer was a defensive guy, defensive guru. The defense didn't play like it last year. So you have to come into this year, like I said, they drafted two guys on defense in their first three picks. You know that they are looking to get things going this upcoming season with their good linebacking core, with some solid defensive ends. So who is, you know, how is like Danielle Hunter going to do? I know they haven't signed Everson Griffin. Are they going to get him back? How are they going to do? I think the secondary is going to improve a lot as well. The corners and the safeties, like I said, they've already improved those in the draft slots. So I'm expecting the Vikings to have a better year. I think maybe 10 wins, a little bit more is in total for them. I still think you ride out Kirk Cousins for as long as you can, honestly. I think he's still a solid quarterback. Unless he starts just, you know, the wheels start falling off, I still rock with him, you know, for as long as I can. And then you can put Sean Mannion or Kellen Mond in there potentially. But I think Cousins, like I said, it's a good backup. It's not like he's just throwing interception after interception. He's getting you touchdowns. I think Dalvin Cook could have a better year. Like Jefferson and Thielen are going to do their thing. And also Osborne is going to be in there as well with probably a little bit of a more – the defense is going to look at him a little bit more this upcoming season as a threat. But like I said, I think that overall, looking at this Vikings team, they're going to have a solid 2022. I expect 10 wins. 10-plus from this team, I think they can definitely get it. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online. But please drop a comment. How do you think the Vikings will do this upcoming season? Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100FootBall and our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We go live each and every single week. We have episodes out each and every single day. So go check us out. Subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss a single episode. So I've been your host, Logan Lairs. You've been listening to and watching the 2022 Minnesota Vikings team preview. And like I said, if you like it, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And until then, we'll see you on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.